Herman's to have the very latest running shoes at the very lowest prices. Right now, the Brooks Pursuit for men and women, usually $32.99, is only $27.99. The Brooks Pursuit has everything a runner needs without the high price tag, like a removable footbed for support and cushioning, a unique last for increased flexibility, and a tough carbon rubber sole for shock absorption on any surface. But the best part is, for Herman's store-wide sale, the Brooks Pursuit, a good buy at $32.99, gets even better at only $27.99. Today's runners know that a high price doesn't always mean high performance. Get the Brooks Pursuit for only $27.99, and the only difference you'll notice is the money left over.
Herman's, we are sports.
Herman's, we are sports.
Okay, then back to you, Bob, for the sports.
A couple of Minnesotans scored two goals last night. Dave Christian and Neil Broughton scored in the third period, and Team USA tied Team Canada 2-2 in Halifax. In the NFL preseason last night, Philadelphia beat Cleveland 20-19, and the Los Angeles Rams beat San Diego 47-14. The USFL says it's going to begin negotiating immediately to sell the franchises in Los Angeles and Washington. Officials also announced that the Oklahoma Outlaws and the Oakland Invaders will merge. The Vikings play their final game of the preseason tonight against the Cardinals in St. Louis. The Twins lost in Milwaukee yesterday, 5-2. They're back home against Toronto starting tonight. And the Cincinnati Reds yesterday named former Major Leaguer Jim Cott pitching coach for the rest of the 84 season.
Well, how about that?
Yep.
Okay, Paul Douglas standing by with weather stuff this morning. Hi, good morning, Paul.
No, I beat him.
Sam.
Hi, guys.
Sam, it's you.
It's me. It's only me. Hi.
How are you?
I'm okay. How's yours?
What?
Junior Burp.
Good.
Daughter Jerry.
Good.
I missed you guys.
Where?
Well, like, no, just in general.
Oh, I thought you might have taken a shot at us and missed us or something. A little humor from my part there.
That's funny. We had humor once in Slobovia.
What happened?
Well, I don't know. It was just such a bad joke that nobody tried again.
Ah. Have you,
kind of sorry you ask, aren't you?
Yeah, I am. Are you going out to the state fair?
Yeah, funny you should ask. I'm looking forward to it. I got a free pass for the whole fair. Can you believe that?
No, I didn't. I didn't know that there was such a thing.
Yeah, well, you know the rides in the Midway?
Yeah?
Yeah, well, after they, you know, take them off the trucks and assemble them and you know, grease them up, lubricate them.
You get to test ride them.
That's right.
I knew that was going to come up.
Yep.
It's a dirty job, but somebody's got to do it.
Oh, it's less of fun.
Yeah, well, great.
Yes, and I'm operating a corn candy stand out there.
Corn candy?
Yes. You've heard of cotton candy?
Yeah.
This is corn candy. It's something I came up with myself.
What is it?
Well, you know, you dip an ear of corn in Kool-Aid, and then you sell it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, where will that booth be located?
Well, it's like on the corner.
Oh, yeah. Well, that'll help us find it. Yeah.
Yeah.
On the corner.
Yeah, I'll be there.
Corn candy on the corner.
Yeah, Sam's corn candy.
Sam's corn candy.
I'm hoping to get my face sculpted in cottage cheese, though. Is that possible?
No. No.
No?
No. They are doing, however, the people that participated in the Princess K of the Milky Way competition in butter, but they're not doing anything in cotton candy. In cottage cheese.
No?
No.
Huh.
No.
Wait a minute. Okay.
Yeah. Say, excuse me.
I can live with that.
I guess. Yes. You'll have to. Is Paul anywhere nearby?
Yes, he is. Come just think of it. Think of it. I have to go now, okay?
Yes, you do.
See you guys at the fair, okay?
We'll see you at the fair.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye.
I'll be the one in green, okay?
Yeah. In green.
Yeah, so see you.
Yeah, okay, bye-bye.
Get me up to the fair.
Yeah, get me up to the fair. Get me up. Feeling fine. Paul?
Hurry. Why didn't you tell me? I'm sorry.
Hi, Paul.
Good morning.
Sam filled in while you were out.
I noticed.
Yeah. How are you?
He has a penchant for doing things like that. Good. And we have a good-looking forecast here for the next few days. A big high over Michigan. It's not going anywhere, and it's just going to keep us nice here right through the weekend. Mostly sunny, windy, milder today, 80. partly cloudy tonight. There is a slight risk of an isolated thundershower. We're watching some storms near Sioux Falls, South Dakota. They should dissipate, but there's a chance they could redevelop late tonight. Low 61. Tomorrow, sunshine through high clouds, windy and 86. And Sunday, hazy sunshine and hot with a high of 91 degrees. Some of the hottest weather of the summer is still yet to come.
Huh.
At the same time, I see it got down in the 30s again up north. Did you have you seen a freeze yet?
No. The coldest I was able to see was Embarrass, Minnesota. That was yesterday morning. They got down to 34. I wouldn't be shocked if some of the real
But you know, excuse me, spots. Paul, they lie about that up there.
Do they?
Yes, they do.
Just to be in the news?
Yes, they do. That's
Are
right.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Well, we could have the makings here of a 60 Minutes exclusive or something.
No. You mean an expose of some sort?
Of sorts.
No, they, but they don't. That's not, they make that up just to be on the news.
Do they really?
Sure.
Now
they
what
do.
What about War Road? I mean, War Road is frequently the cold spot too.
Well, War Road, they're a little more reliable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not much, but
not much. Yeah, but a little bit more.
But they really make it up.
Yeah. It doesn't make any difference what the rest of the world is doing. It's always colder in Embarrass, Minnesota. That's malarkey and bunk.
Well, yeah. You should call somebody up there and try to get to the bottom of
it. There isn't anybody up there.
Well, they have phones up there, don't they?
Oh, yeah, but nobody knows what. They sit around the table and they go, there's that deal there ringing again. What the heck do you think that means? See if somebody's at the door.
Yeah.
You know, one of those type deals. So,
oh.
Anyway.
We gotta run.
Yeah.
Ta-ta.
Okay, it's 57 clear now. Is that what you've got?
Yes.
Oh, okay, perfect. Talk to you later. Coming up in just a couple of songs, the Breakfast Quiz. That to be followed by other stuff. And then eventually, Up Your News returns to the airwaves at WLOL.